This is Under a Starless Sky, written by Brovotics and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and Batman crossover fic, rated for general audiences, in which the creator chose not to use archive warnings. Summary: Danny takes some time to think during his first nights in Gotham. Danny knew he wasn't going to get any sleep tonight. No matter how much he tossed and turned, how many medications he took that promised him a night of rest, he was wide awake. In all honesty, it probably didn't help that it was his first night in his new apartment, nor that there were near-constant sounds of sirens and just people. He preferred it to soft, almost rhythmic beeps of medical equipment, but it was far from the comfort of small-town silence that he remembered falling asleep so easily to. Though, now he wasn't sure if that would help him fall asleep faster or send him spiraling into old memories of safety that he was so sure he would never feel again. Danny shifted under his blankets to lay on his back, staring up at the dark ceiling as he brought his hand up to run his fingers over the rough, knotted scar tissue at the edge of his sternum. Maybe one day it wouldn't feel so tight and he would be able to forget. It had been almost a month since he had escaped the GIW and his parents. He didn't want to think about how close he had come to failing, how if they had just gotten in that last shot, he wouldn't have been able to gather enough strength to disappear, let alone fly. But he had managed it. And, thankfully, he had managed to set everything up regarding his classes and apartment before he had been taken. All he had to do was lay low until his move-in date, and, well, here he was. Danny let out a soft sigh as he finally reached for his phone, and looking at the time, it seemed that a few hours had passed since he had decided to try and get some sleep. 3 a.m. He would have to get up at 7 to have enough time to get to his first class. Why he had decided on a 9 a.m. class during the summer semester, he would never know, but he was actually a bit thankful for it, after everything that had happened. His days would be packed, and he would have lab access, so he wouldn't have to think. Like usual, there were only a couple notifications that lit up his screen. The one that caught his eye was from Sam, a link to a news article. The GIW, apparently, was attempting to bring Amity's anti-ecto laws up to the state level, and they were planning to try to get the laws to be instituted federally, and, well, Danny couldn't help the panic that rose up in his chest at that. It was from a local paper, though, so maybe it would take a while before it got to that point. Maybe by then he would have his degree and be able to just hide, to lay low and never have to deal with them again. He knew it was a pipe dream, but he had to try to hope that they wouldn't find him again. Though with that news, he knew for a fact that sleep was completely off the table, and his room was getting pretty stuffy. So, he slowly rolled out of his bed, making his way up to the window in his living room that led out to the fire escape. Ignoring every warning he had gotten about going out at night as an out-of-state student, Danny climbed out onto the rusty platform, taking a deep breath before making his way up to the roof and to the edge of the building, sitting with his legs dangling over the side. He knew it was going to take a while to get used to the city, but there was one thing he really thought would never be, well, okay. The stars. As he laid back, his gaze turning up to the sky, he was surprised to feel hot tears pooling in the corners of his eyes as he was met with nothing but the dark gray fog above him. Sure, he could fly up above the cloud line, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't human. And that's all he wanted to be right now. Maybe if he tried hard enough, did good enough, helped enough people, they would see they didn't have to hurt him. If he was just good enough, he would be allowed to live the rest of his life in peace and find people he could fully trust, people who would love him even if they knew everything that had been done to him, knew every single broken piece of him that he was desperately trying to put back together. Danny brought his hand up to cover his mouth and tried to keep himself quiet as he tried to shove those thoughts away. He could find people he trusted, but finding someone like that, who he could share everything with, absolutely everything, he knew it wasn't going to happen. And for a brief moment, he couldn't help but wonder if this is what Dan had felt before he chose to rip out every last bit of humanity. It scared him how much he had grown to understand why, in that timeline, things had gone the way they did. He really didn't know how much longer he could realistically keep doing this alone. Despite everyone around him, Pandora, Clockwork, Sam, Tucker, none of them knew what it was like to be stuck in the limbo between life and death. He didn't want them to. The pain that was eating away at him was something he wouldn't wish on anyone, no matter what they had done. But it was okay, because they were all safe, and they knew exactly what he wanted them to, just enough to not worry about him. And Danny was fine with that, he realized as he finally opened his eyes again, taking in what he could see of the Gotham skyline. His family was safe, so he was okay. As okay as he could be. The end.